Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. A 13-year-old Benora boy has been charged over allegedly throwing bottles and rocks at a 66-year-old. The man suffered damage to his elbow after falling over from the incident at the P Street shopping centre on March 18. Police further allege the boy has been involved in a fuel drive-off in a stolen vehicle and an attempted entry into a dwelling in the past week. He'll appear in the Cairns Children's Court on a later date. There will be an increased police presence across the Far North shopping centres and businesses today. Additional patrols will be around in the wake of the Bondi Junction attack. When it comes to crime, it may not be as bad as what you're seeing online. Dr. Justin Reedy from the School of Criminology at Griffith Uni says our perceptions around the volume of crime are likely to exceed the actual numbers.
It's just good to step back and ask yourself, you know, is this reliable information? Because we do tend to embrace these moral panics that tend to be separate from reality.
Dr. Reedy says crime numbers are actually down on a decade ago when comparing to the 2012-13 reporting period. And police officers from Townsville and the state's southeast have been brought up to Cairns to support the search for a missing senior cop. 50-year-old Scott Duff disappeared from Edmonton a week ago, sparking a major search operation involving police, helicopters and SES volunteers. His family say the disappearance is out of character and there are concerns for his well-being. Defeat for our Northern pride, the Dolphins getting up 8 points on our boys in Redcliffe. It's plummeted Cairns to 8th on the Q Cup table. The Pride next take on the North Devils at Barlow Park on Saturday. And our North Queensland Cowboys will be in analysis mode today after being zapped by the Eels. Parramatta getting up 7 points on Peyton's men, plus a couple of dangerous contact charges for Sam McIntyre and Kulikefu Funafuiaki. Coach Todd Payton says the game's a reality check.
And just scrap a bit harder, you know, in the tougher parts of the game, which is the kick chase and the transition part of it, you know, and that's what the really good teams do.